The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hagdama Shah Bitochen, the second and third advantage of Bitochen Bashem over Bitochen in alchemy. Shalom Evroche. So, the Chovei Tovovit describing the advantages of being Poteach Bashem over the most enticing type of thing that a person would want to have, some type of way of making sure he gets very wealthy, which, like we said in those days, was alchemy. That is that any type of panosa, you need certain chomarim, you need certain things in order to make it work, whether it be physical things or certain connections, whatever it may be. Whereas, in the case of a person who has bitochen, he always has everything he needs to keep, to have what he really needs, because all he needs is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he always has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not lacking anything outside of him. At the end, he brought up a pasuk, Kfirun Roshu V'Ra'eva V'Dosh Hashem L'Yafsu Chol Tov. Something we say at the end of the benching, that even lions are sometimes hungry, but those who are Doyresh Hashem are never lacking. They always have goodness. You could sometimes look at somebody who looks like a tzaddik, and, well, he doesn't look like the wealthiest person, he doesn't look like the healthiest person. But it could be, if you measure wealth by how much he has in his bank account, or health by some type of physical chart from 1 to 10, it could be he may not be on the highest. But we're talking about a person who is living with a mind frame and a real feeling. Am I lacking, or am I happy with my state? And that is the most important thing. Because we see people can be the wealthiest and healthiest people, and emotionally they're broken because in their minds they don't have what they need. There's a famous story about the Rebbe Reb Zuzhe. Somebody came and his Rebbe, and he said that, you know, he's having serious parnasa problems, he doesn't know what to do, and he feels he doesn't really have his basic needs. So the Rebbe sent him to speak it over to Reb Zuzhe. So the story goes that he went to find Reb Zuzhe, and he's thinking maybe this Reb Zuzhe has some fancy home or whatever. Anyway, he's living in this little hovel underground, practically no furniture. And the person who's coming to discuss matters with his Reb Zuzhe, I think to myself, oh, I'm in a hard state. He's much worse off than I am. I don't even know how to discuss with it. I feel a little bit uncomfortable. But he brought up the conversation and he said, Rebbe, you know, I'm having serious parnasa problems. I'm lacking so many things. I really need some advice. And Reb Zuzhe looks at him and he says, I really can't help you because I don't know what you're talking about. Baruch Hashem, that from Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything I need. And I'm so satisfied with what I have. And kind of on the spot, this person realized the message that he was supposed to be getting. Kind of on, like we said, and we always say, if a person does feel these things are a little tight and hard, so Avada is entitled to do this, he's entitled to daven for it. It's a good thing to daven. We always daven for panosa. But the question is, what is the mind frame I am right now? Am I suffering physically and emotionally? Or am I feeling that, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is taking care of, Ein machzer l'reyov. Like we say, you Hashem kedoshev ki ein machzer l'reyov. The ones that level of Yerushalayim, high level of Yerushalayim. They never feel they're lacking. Yeah, we had
Kol Halashon.
And we still have people like that, but the most famous one of these type of people was Rav Shteinem Zichron Levracha. It was recently lived there, 2 years ago. And he was mashpia so much on people just by coming into his house and seeing also that there was come out nothing there. He didn't even have chairs in his house. He used to sit on his bed. And that's the way he lived his life. And what we would call utter poverty. But he was a mausoleum reyos. He was mamish, not lacking anything. He used to tell his Talmidim that it's not that he's making do with so little. He really has everything. And Kamufan, everybody in the Madrega, but it's something for us to realize. It's in our hands. We can make ourselves feel better and more comfortable with our situation, realizing how much we are in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving. How many of those things that we don't have, how many of them we really don't need. The second advantage of a person who's bitachon is this alchemist, he has to do certain things in order to produce his silver or gold, whatever he wants to produce over there. And Lamaisa, he says, there's two things about that. That there is certain dangers involved in it, and he's taking certain risks. You also have to put a tremendous amount of effort to make it work. Ilu, abuteach, bakel, somebody has bitochen Hashem, muftach lo yishelo yuzak. The bitochen protects the person more than anything else. First of all, we're talking about hishtadlus. And it's important to know that Hishtadlus ruchnis is not less than hishtadlus, physical hishtadlus. Sometimes we get confused. Our ikir hishtadlus is the physical, and we need also daven to Hashem. And so the way around. Our ikir hishtadlus is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings Siyat HaShemaya. And Mela, the other things, we'll have their Siyat HaShemaya. We'll do them also. But the Iker focus that we put ourselves on really should be the Hishtadlus Ruchnis. And that protects us. And he says another thing, that even if something happens to us which is not comfortable, still it doesn't affect our mind frame, because Baal Bitochen believes that everything Hashem does is L'Toivosei. And Mela, whatever Hashem brings him, doesn't get his spirit. Because he knows that if Hashem gave it to him, it's something that is good for him. He's specifically talking about now about the issue of Panosa. And nowadays, many of us are going through Nisenis in Panosa. But he's saying, Panasosa, if a person has a proper bitochen Hashem, he has peace of mind. He has constant peace of mind. Like Tov HaMelechem said, Hashem roi lo yechsa. Hashem is my shepherd, I will never be lacking. Hashem always brings me to those nice fields and places that have the greenery for me to keep myself and my cat, my sheep satiated. This is the second Yisoran that we're saying. And once again, the person doesn't have to overwork himself. He has to do what he can, and he has to make a cheshbon mirosh, what's considered normal, properly established. He doesn't have to force it, because he knows that he can't force Hashem. He'll do what he can, and he'll, like we said, put his ikar hishtadlus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that himself will give him the peace of mind to go through things, and whatever he's destined to get, wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.